Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dating Diaries with Raquel.
Oh, and Brittany. Say it right.
Brittany, were you asleep there?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about our topic for today.
Oh, my God. You know what? The topic today is so freaking good that I don't even know where to start. But you know what? Let's start here. Our topic today is one night stands.
Oh, have me, man. Thinking back. I'm like, whoa.
You were thinking so hard you forgot to say your name. I know. No, okay, so let's see. One night stands. I know, Brittany, you have some stories for us, and I can't wait to dive into them.
Oh,
so you were telling me about one not too long ago that happened when you went to a party. I think it was a Halloween party,
was it?
Oh, my God,
yes.
You got to tell me.
Okay, so one, it wasn't planned. None of these were planned. It was
of course.
For like...
Wait, one night stands are never planned. What are you talking about?
Sometimes it's like with people you know, but these were with not people. Well, the first one it was. But this one for the Halloween one was not.
Okay.
So me and my friend, she's like, hey, there's a Halloween party. Do you want to go? And I was like,
hell yeah.
I didn't really feel like going, but I was like, oh, I might as well do something fun. So I dress up and I'm Superwoman. And I'm wearing a cute little crop top with some cute little high knee boots with my little booty. Shows your booty.
Oh, man. Ooh, girlfriend.
I was looking cute.
You must have been looking way cute with that little
outfit.
Girl,
yes, I was. And my hair was all nice.
Yeah, your hair is dark like Wonder Woman.
So we go to this really goofy, fancy little Halloween party that I was like, I thought it was going to be more, more like a house party, but it was at a venue. It was nice though. It was a really cool party. We had a really good time. I mean, they had this open bar all night and you know, if it's free and it's open, you take it. Okay. Kind of like IHOP, you know, it's not free, but it's always open 24/7. So you just go all the time.
You just go and you take it.
So me and my friend kept drinking, right? And then at the end, it was like at 2 a.m, they shut the party down. I'm out in the parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. Waiting for my friend to get us an Uber. We're both drunk.
Okay.
And so, mind you, my friend she likes women, right?
Oh, she's a lesbian.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this guy approaches us.
Oh.
And then this guy goes, oh, is that your girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, that's not my girlfriend. I said, I don't.
Wait, was it a lesbian party?
No, it was a party where.
Or, I mean, I'm sorry.
Straight in.
Like a gay party?
No, it wasn't. No, it was for all people.
Gotcha.
So he comes up, approaches me, and then he's like, oh, well, my wife, because actually they're married, because my wife, she saw you and she thinks you're really pretty. And
oh my goodness.
And we would
was the wife there with him?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Let me tell you what she looked like.
What she looked like.
Okay, so first he tells me that she's interested in having
no.
Yes.
She said it. Or he said it.
He said a swinger. I don't know if that was a one night.
Like a swinger date?
Something like that. Because he thought that my friend was my girlfriend. And he's like.
Oh.
And I said, that's not my girlfriend. Because he goes, because if we have to take her with us, we will. But we prefer not to.
Wait, he said that?
Yes. I was like, she's not. But I said, so what are you guys.
We prefer not to.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't go with you.
So. So he go. I was like, so what are you guys insinuating here? He's like, what we're saying is that we would like to have a threesome, but if we have to have a foursome, we will with your girl. I said, no, it's okay. I said, where's your girl? Who's your wife? Point her to me. Let me see what she looks like.
Uh-huh.
So he points her out, and her costume was a Megan Fox. She was she was wearing this see-through black dress with all kinds of little diamonds.
Oh my goodness!
And I guess that's like a Megan Fox used to wear that in one of the, I don't know, there was a picture.
Was that her costume?
Yes.
Her being Megan Fox?
Yes.
Did she look like Megan
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
She was beautiful. She had blue eyes, dark black hair, long down to her waist.
What did he look like?
I mean, he was hot, right? But the girl was hot. Okay. I was like, oh, that's your wife? How did you get her?
How did that happen?
Anyways, probably, you know, some little cash flow coming in, you know, mm-hmm. financially taking care of her, maybe. I don't know. But I said, oh, damn, that's your wife. Okay, let's go. Where do you guys want to go? And so we ended up, I ended up taking them back to my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, the friend that you went with?
Yes.
Did she go along with you guys?
Of course, it's her house. I had to get her to come with.
I thought they didn't want her.
Here's what happened.
What happened?
We get to her house.
They locked her out?
Yeah, pretty much.
At her own house.
We get to her house. We're all trying to figure out how to get rid of my friend because, you know, she wanted part of the action.
In her own casita, trying to get rid of her. Oh my.
So
did she want to be part of it?
Yeah, she did. Oh, she did. Okay. But they didn't want her to be in the action. So gotcha. So I said, look, why don't you guys go to that room and mm-hmm. I'll meet you guys there. I'm going to tell her something. And then as soon as I walk in, we'll lock the door.
Okay.
So sure enough, I said to my friend, hey, can you go get I'm a horrible human being, aren't I?
I'll tell you after the story.
So I tell my friend, hey, can you go get in her house there's another bar all the way to the other side of the house, which uh-huh. is a big house.
Okay.
Say, can you get us a bottle of that wine you were talking about? She goes, oh, I have to go all the way to the other side. Oh, no worries, we'll wait. And so she she goes, I book it to the room. I say, lock the door. And you hear her knocking.
No.
Hey, are you guys okay in there? And I was like, yes, go away. We'll be done in a minute.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So what did she say?
Well, she kept banging, but I said, just ignore her. She's going to be okay. So.
Oh, Lord.
That. So then we proceed with our fun time.
Uh-huh.
And this was the first time I ever been with a woman. So it was my first time to actually interact with a woman on the threesome. Usually I just interact with the guy. But this was like an interaction with the woman and the guy.
And a guy. Okay.
And it was so much fun. It was really so much fun. I had such a good time. I felt like I was the main attraction.
Really?
And so they were.
You probably were because you were the one coming into their relationship.
Yes. So I was getting all the attention. They were so worried about my needs. And it felt amazing. I was like, man, I should do this more often. But I mean, they wanted to do it again. They were like, here's our number. Let us know if you're interested for a second round. But I was like, no. I couldn't.
Do you still have their number?
I do, but I wouldn't do it again. Mm. I wouldn't because he's.
Why not?
Because I didn't like the guy. I liked the girl, but not the guy. And if he comes, he's part of the package.
Oh, kind of like your friend?
Yes.
Well, you can do the same thing with him that you did with your friend. You can
lock him out. But I don't know if this time might not be so appropriate because you could tell that girl was really. I mean, she loves her husband. I think this was her husband's idea more than hers because she was really nervous. But, I mean, it was a fun experience. And it was one of my most memorable wine night stands, I would say. Yes.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you've had more?
Oh, my God. Yes. But the other one was an epic fail.
Oh, well, can you tell us about that one? Because I want to know.
Oh, my God. I was really young, but it didn't matter because the last one I wasn't that young either. I think I just like fun sexual encounters. But the other one that was an epic fail, I remember it was me and my friend. We had just left the club and it was this club. It's no longer up. That's how old I am. But mm-hmm. it was in Tempe. And I remember we were like, we were just super intoxicated. And then she was like, hey, there's a friend of mine that invited us over to his place. And I said, oh, that's cool. And then she's like, do you want to go over? And I said, yeah, that's fine, I don't care, let's go. She goes, but he would like for both of us to, you know,
oh,
have
wow.
a
okay.
you know, one of those fun experiences. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, a threesome? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, just call it for what it is.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, let me see what he looks like. So she shows me pictures. And he's a very handsome. He was, well, I don't know if he's still alive, but I hope he is.
How long ago was this?
Oh, my gosh. I was 21. So it's about more than 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I was young. And I remember she showed me a picture, a very good looking man. Oh, my gosh. So I said, hell yeah, let's go. Let's do this. So we drive to his place. And then at first I was nervous because obviously I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm not. Right. I wasn't.
Was this your first one?
Yes. My first threesome. Yes. And I think I still wasn't very comfortable with my body yet. So I was like, I'm nervous. So we get there. We start chatting up first, right? It's of a conversation. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, so did she tell you? And I said, yes, I know what I'm here for. I said, oh, man. I'm here for a fun
Wait
time.
A minute. So your friend would bring girls to him?
I don't know.
And were they dating?
They were dating, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay.
So, but she always gave you, I mean, she gave you an option. You didn't have to say yes. But I was excited to try it. I was curious. So I ended up going and we chatted up for a little while until I felt more comfortable. And then that's when like the making out and, but this was more, I wasn't, so I was, it wasn't like me experimenting
who
with
was,
her.
Can I ask you this? Who was leading? Was it her leading?
It was him.
Him leading. Okay.
Yes. He was leading.
And he was the one kissing you and
yes.
And she was kind of following behind.
Yes. Because okay. her and I didn't really interact in that.
I was going to say, cause she's your friend, right?
Yeah. So her and I wouldn't really like interact with each other. Okay. It was him going back and forth with both of us.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Cause so, I think if you're both of your friends, if you both are friends and then you're also, you know, doing stuff with her, I mean, how would you feel? I mean, would it be awkward?
I never did anything with her. Okay. It was more, I saw her naked because she had to get naked, but I didn't touch her or she touched me or anything like mm-hmm. that. It was more, so he was the main attention at this gotcha. Point. So the roles were switched.
Right.
He was the one that was getting all the attention. And so there was a time during that threesome where he was, you know, doing it with her. And
what did you do?
I was staring at first and I was like, do I just look? And then I started
thinking, I touch him? Do I caress him? What
yes,
do I do?
Yeah. I was like a little bit like, what do I do here? And you know what? My first instinct what? Was,
I want to know
why.
Know.
I don't know where it came
I know,
from.
I know. Squeeze a nipple.
No. Okay. I wish I would have done that. That would have been more acceptable than what I tried to do.
Well, what did you do?
I went from behind and I tried to stick my thumb up his butt.
No.
Why? Because I heard that the guys have like the G-spot in their butt. So I was like, oh, I heard that they like this.
Did he jump?
Girl, he jumped like somebody just snatched something, his virginity away or something. Like somebody was just doing something so incredibly
so
wrong.
He was having sex with her. You went with your thumbnail up his butt. Yes. And he jumped like a...
My gosh, like something terrible happened. And his eyes were like big looking at me. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, I heard the guys like that. He goes, get the effing out of my house. I was like, oh, okay. I put on my clothes. And he's like, you effing B, what do you think? And then he said, you think I would like that? And I was like, no, I didn't mean anything by it.
He was insulting you?
He was insulting me. Like,
oh,
I
hell
did
no.
the worst
Clutch
thing.
My pearls. Hell no. Are you serious?
Clutch your purse or your pearls?
My pearls. Oh, I would have been. I'm here trying to please you.
Oh, and my gosh. Epic please. Fail. Okay. I got kicked out that night. My friend was really sweet, though. She's like, I can't leave her out there. So she did come with me and gave me a ride back home. And then she's like, what happened? I said, I don't know. I said that in a porno. And never do what you see in porn because it never.
No, you didn't. No, you did. You tell the truth. Where did you see that? Who did that to you?
No. no, I heard and I watched in a porno. and it was so, and that was just like, I think after that I was like, I don't ever want to do that again. It was scary.
That's a little traumatic.
He kicked me out, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe he felt violated. Who knows? I mean, come on, a guy wouldn't. I wonder what any guy would think, like getting violated that way.
So let me tell you, I think that if you are in a relationship with a guy and you do that to him, I think he would be okay with it. Versus someone that you're having like a one night stand with. That is the come on, like, and like you're like a stranger, so like you putting that up there, you know, you not only touched his prostate, you offended his
hemorrhoid,
his masculinity. Yeah, his hemorrhoid. You touched the hemorrhoid. He touched the, you know, and you know what? He probably backed up because he probably like, ooh, what the hell?
His booty cheeks cleansed all stiff because he was so scared. Like I literally freaked him out. It was traumatic for him.
You raped his entry hole.
Look, only half of my thumb went in.
I know. I'm pretty not sure you just he just touched it and he just like whoop.
He like glanced up.
Okay, but to get to the point where he got offended, that's a little too much. Okay,
I mean, I don't know. I probably would have reacted the same way. I don't know. I mean, everybody reacts this differently, especially if you're not expecting something like that. I should have asked. This is where I should have been like, "Would you like my thumb up your butt? Give me some, what is it called? Get consent first.
Consensual.
Because he probably would have said, no, what are you trying to do? I was like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was trying to make this exciting for all of us.
I've met plenty of men that, you know, that they were okay with. You know, oh, man. But that area was okay. It was safe, you know.
I think you're right. It's probably because you were dating them. He didn't know me. It was the first time and he freaked out. But
I think he was a jerk, man. Okay, that's enough. I don't want that. You know, please stop. Get the fuck out of my house. No,
yes,
come on.
You don't get it. I was like, wait, hold on. Let me get my clothes on, you know. But overall, I mean, those were my two. One was super dramatic in the sense of I wasn't expecting such a drastic behavior to the point the reaction to kick me out. Yeah. But I was like, it's all right. I mean, it is his butthole, not mine.
If he would have done that to you, what would you have done?
I mean, have you ever had anything in your butthole? That is painful. I would probably react the same way.
Well, I mean, come on. You don't have to put it all
you
the way
up. You haven't answered the question. No. Have you had anything?
I am not going to answer that question, at least not in this podcast.
Okay. The answer she has. Because usually if you say no, it's right away because you haven't. But it's painful. So I don't know. Maybe he reacted because there was one. I didn't ask for consent. Two, it was painful. Three, I mean, it's probably the first time he ever had that happen to him. You know, it was his first.
And then the other one, the other not one night stand that you had, it was a good experience.
That was a really great experience. So, they were very accommodating.
They were like awesome to you. I'm sure if you would have done that to him, to the guy, he probably wouldn't have reacted that way.
No, he would not.
He probably would have been like, more,
please. Go in deeper. I was like, my thumb ain't that long.
I know.
But no, but you know what? I think the couple that I had a threesome with, I think they had more experience probably. And that's why they were able to facilitate it so nicely.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. I want to do a shout out to that couple. You guys blew my mind. Thank you very much.
And guys, she wants it again, but she doesn't know how to reach you guys. She has your number, but
when
she's embarrassed.
When the time is right.
I'll get her drunk next weekend. And she'll call you guys. All right. Well, those were awesome stories. Thank you so much, Brittany, for sharing.
Anytime, for sure.
And thank you again, wonderful audience, for listening. And we will surely be back next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.